start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Welcome to Safety FM, where we talk about safety that's truly inspired by you. I think it'll be the first time that we sit here together, just you and I, going over questions and answers. So since we started, there has been some questions that have come about in regards of what exactly my beliefs are and thoughts when it comes to safety. Questions that I've received so far to date, we're going to cover. Let's get those questions started. What aspects of human error and workplace safety do you feel warrant further study and research? Well, the funny part is that the way that I look at it is that we have actually just recently started this ride. What interests me the most is the difference between how we plan something and how we program it, and imagine how the actual work will be done by the workers out in the field, on the job sites, and so on. We have convinced ourselves in the belief that we can identify all hazards on jobs and all job-related safety issues. The problem that we run into is that no one can predict the future, so we don't know what will fail until it actually fails. This belief that everything that you can actually pre-plan prior to an issue occurring is just not reality. This is why I get super excited listening to other people's aspect on how things can be done in regards in a safe manner and understanding what their perspectives are and see how we could tie it into certain guidelines, processes, and programs. Here's another question. Once an organization has changed its perception of human error and its relationship to workplace safety, how soon can an organization expect the difference in injury and accident rates?
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.